Next up, we have drafting net profit agreements presented by Mike DePompei and Frank Rutenberg. So Mike DePompei is a tax partner in the Dallas office of Haynes and Boone, LLP. He focuses on the federal income taxation of partnerships, real estate investment trust, and exempt organizations. Most recently has been working with the clean energy credits in the Inflation Reduction Act. Mike earned a BA in English language and literature from the University of Chicago and a JD from Harvard Law School. Presenting with Mike is Frank Rutenberg. Frank primarily focuses on commercial and real estate law in San Antonio, Austin, and Central Texas. Frank is involved in assisting development clients with the purchase, sale, or lease of groundwater and surface water rights, development of diversion facilities and other water development and water supply agreements, in addition to general commercial law practices and real estate principles. Frank holds a BBA in finance from the University of Texas at Austin, a JD from St. Mary's University School of Law, and an LLM from New York University School of Law.
Thank you very much, and I'm very, very pleased to be here with Mike today. This is a program I've been involved with for a long period of time. A terrific program. I want to stop for just a brief moment and thank the UT Law CLE staff for what a terrific job they do of putting this whole program together every year. Herding cats like you have to do with lawyers is never an easy task. You do a terrific, terrific job, a great program for the program organizers as well. So thank you all very much for everything you do. We're really blessed in Texas. We have great CLE programs in this state, and I'm certainly happy to be one of the participants to help support them. So this the topic that we're talking about today is kind of the unpartnership, and that is, you know, we talk about pass-through entities all the time, and one of the things that occurs every once in a while in the practice of law, and more often than we probably realize, is you know, people like to work together. They like to work together collaboratively. They know that they get all sorts of benefits from working collaboratively. And every once in a while, they do not want to be partners. Now, through the years, this collaborative structure that's in place has been augmented by, helped along with the legislature putting together all sorts of great entity structures that help allow people to manage the expectations of how they're going to deal with one another. Every once in a while, those expectations, the built-in structures of these entities to the participants, to our clients, are viewed as encumbrances. They don't want all of that kind of overlay on the nature of the transaction. They simply want to be able to enter into a transaction where they share profits for one another. One of the things that you'll find is kind of a list of, in our program, a list of circumstances where this might arise, like employment relationships, consulting agreements, earn-out agreements when you buy and sell properties, strategic alliances, which they were very, very popular for a while, still are to a certain extent, where they don't want to be partners, but they want to have a strategic alliance to share research, development, other aspects of their business, and share profits without all the attributes of fiduciary overlays or other types of overlays for good faith and fair dealing that may come in play. Divorce arrangements. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Should I advance the slides? There we go. Thank you. Okay, and I even got the right button. Divorce settlements, where people need to separate from one another, but they haven't quite figured out how to divorce themselves from the economics of the deal, but they've figured out they don't want to be with one another any longer. Maybe you need some sort of an arrangement for a net profits arrangement. You know, the oil and gas industry has used these for years, very successfully, and it's kind of built into the whole working interest arrangement that's in place. Now, when you take a look at net profits agreements, most clients will say, yeah, we just need some sort of way to split profits. So just put together some sort of a net profits agreement where we split up the, you know, the revenues and the expenses. And they view it as a relatively simple undertaking. And then lawyers start thinking about the devil that's in the details here, and we start realizing there's actually quite a bit more to it. So we thought we would take this 30 minutes to kind of walk through some of the sensitivities that we should all have when we're taking a look at these kinds of transactions.